Inside your head is a 3-pound marvel that rivals any technology in the world today. Sparked by the flow of electrical currents and an ever-changing blend of chemicals, each with a distinct job, it unendingly updates and remaps itself to make you possible. Powered by 100 billion neurons, each connected to 10,000 additional neurons, the brain, many say, is the most complex object in the known universe. And what a job it does. It regulates your fundamental body functions, your breath, heart rate, and digestion. It manages sleep, hunger, growth, and hormonal cycles. It processes memories, emotions, cravings, and how you indulge them. It manages how you sense and navigate the world. All this, and an unending list beyond, is the work of your brain, often without you even knowing what it's up to. Your brain also does things you're very much aware of. It lets you carefully place a bandage on a child's knee, mindfully directing muscle movements that otherwise simply happen. It guides how you close your eyes and inhale slowly when you smell something delicious, savoring the aromas and the moment. When you organize how you'll study for a test, consider why you should or shouldn't get a puppy, carefully explain a process to a new employee, or stop yourself from losing your temper, you guessed it, you're also using your brain. But you're using different brain functions, and even different brain areas, for the various actions just described. Our brains are so complex, it's hard to explain them in any one description. They remain mysterious, even with ever-advancing work in neuroscience and other cognitive sciences, linguistics, psychology, anthropology, artificial intelligence, philosophy, and more. Textbooks, websites, even popular shows explore the brain's intricacies. Yet no one discipline seems to give us a full understanding of how our brains really work, or how we can work with them. To begin to understand the brain, we could take an anatomical approach, reviewing the brain's specific regions and each of their unique roles. We could explore the chemistry of the brain, discussing how neurotransmitters and hormones modulate brain activity. We could look to psychology, studies of consciousness, or other disciplines seeking to understand life through the perspective of the brain. All of these ways are fascinating. No one path, though, does the whole job. To paint a full picture, this audiobook borrows from a range of disciplines: neuroscience, psychology, spirituality, anthropology, and more. It shares wisdom from great thinkers, from respected leaders, and from a range of artists and innovators who've left meaningful marks on the world. We'll look at all of this through the lens of happiness, sharing enough about the brain to ignite new ways of thinking about that as you make decisions about your life and your path to satisfaction. In our time together, we'll look at basic brain anatomy to show where some of the things we talk about are happening. This book includes many illustrations, which you'll find in the PDF included with your audiobook download. We'll peek at a few brain chemicals, the main ones sparking feelings of pleasure, motivation, stress, and satisfaction. We'll explore the brain's innate processes, how it makes decisions, and how, in some cases, we can affect or alter its automatic responses, and we'll explore why the brain defaults to familiar routines, even when they may not lead to the thoughts or actions we wish we could choose. The point of this audiobook is to give you a glimpse of what's going on inside your head, so you can work with your brain's tendencies and potential in new ways. Your brain, after all, is something of a prediction machine working nonstop to keep you safe and alive. It constantly updates itself with incoming information from the world around you and integrates those updates to the vast stores of information collected across your entire life experience. When new information comes in, the brain calls on existing dependable pathways or maps to guide its response. Left to itself, it will stick, often stubbornly, to those well-worn pathways, even if they're not leading us in the desired direction. That can make change hard. It's almost as if the brain is saying, if it's worked so far, keep doing it. If it's new, it's risky, so resist. Worked to the brain is pretty simple. For the brain, if you're here, you survived. So what you've done in the past must be working. Regardless of how happy or unhappy your past decisions, outlooks, or actions have made you, to the brain, it's been a winning strategy.